Ian, it's a very subjective thing. People sleep well, some other people don't sleep well. I sleep very, very well. I mean, it's very comfortable. I'm floating around. I just close my eyes and I'm just sleeping, dreaming, floating. Over. Yes, Zara, when I was little, I was watching the American astronaut going to the moon, and then there's when I did decide to go to be an astronaut, and I was dreaming about it. Over. It could be lonely because it's a very small and confined environment, but we are six people here and two of us have a company, and on top of that we have a good way of communicating with the Earth, with our family, with our friends, with the control center. So it can be lonely, but there are always people around. Over. There have been little things here and there, you know, the broken tooth or some kind of cuts or things like this, but never a serious emergency. In any case, we are prepared. If that would happen, we would jump in our spacecraft and be back on Earth in a few hours. Over. Hi, Albert. Our stays currently are called expeditions for about 6 months. Now it's a little bit shorter because there was a technical problem earlier, but usually they are between 5 and 6 months, but it can be also 6 or 7. And there was one expedition that lasted one full year. Over. Conditions difficult to say. I think one of the hardest things here is actually to do a spacewalk, which I haven't done, but just staying here, stay focused on what you're doing, work every day and carry out experiments. This can be hard and challenging as it can be fun. Over. Aiden, we just flew over Australia not a long time ago. I mean, Australia is an incredible continent. It has everything in it. The center is red and kind of desertic. The coasts are beautiful. The Great Reef is incredible, and the south part. So it's really an amazing place. And I've been in Australia a few times, but every time I fly over, I want to go there more, and I will. There's a lot of things that I like to do in space. I like to float around like Spider-Man. I like to play with food. But actually the one that I really, really like is to put my nose against the window and look down and look at the Earth passing under us. This is incredible. Over. Well, Sophia, that's a very complicated question. I mean, people end up in life doing what they like, what the conditions allow them, and a lot of times it's a question of fortune. In my case, I wanted to be an astronaut, and I don't know why. I guess because I wanted to challenge myself in doing something a little bit crazy, but also very interesting. And I don't know. I hope you will find your way in the future, and you will ask yourself that question. Over. Hey, Penny, I feel in space that I really belong to Earth, and we have senses. I miss smelling things. I miss eating fresh food. I miss friends. I miss going around. I miss laying down and look up on the stars. Of course, there are so many things new here that while I do miss those things, I'm full with what there is up here. Over. Hey, Lucy, space it's incredibly beautiful. It's something that fascinated you. It's something that you look at and you understand and you don't understand. It changes continuously. It makes you think. It's an incredible thing, and I'm looking forward for you to explore it in the future. Over. Well, we eat all sorts of foods. Unfortunately, our food is already prepared, so it's in cans or in pouches, and we just warm it up. But we have almost everything from meat, vegetables, fruits, nuts. We have sauces. We have fish. We have almost everything. And it's actually very nice to sit down. And we eat at least once a week all together. It's very nice to get together and spend this time. Over. Thank you. It was a pleasure to have Beaconsfield State School up here for us, with us on the International Space Station. I'm looking forward to come and visit you if I can, and I'm looking forward to come there in about 20 years and see your kids telling us what they've done, what they became, and what they discover. And God knows what they're going to find. I think they're going to be incredible things. Over. Italia Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, Italia Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, Italia Roma 0, India Sierra Sierra, siamo alla fine del passaggio, grazie dell'aiuto Claudio e ci risentiamo presto, grazie.